this is Dog Food episode number 2. Let's get to it with today's topic, can dogs eat chocolate? This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. The amount of toxic theobromine varies with the type of chocolate. Clinical signs of chocolate poisoning can take several hours to develop, and can last for days, due to the long half-life of theobromine. Some specialty dog bakeries will use a small amount of milk chocolate in their treats. Many other brands that offer different types are used as well. Some have less than one or two. If you want more sugar at your table, it is important not only do they make sure all ingredients were blended together before using them on food items, but also if there isn't enough room available. A typical candlestick contains about 6 grams 12 ounces per serving, a standard soft candy mix has just over 3 ounces each. Fruit peanut butter creme vanilla chocolate cake block quote signs of chocolate poisoning usually appear within 6 to 12 hours. Chocolate is toxic to dogs, and depending on the type and amount of chocolate consumed and the weight of your dog, it could cause a serious medical emergency. Cardiac symptoms of chocolate toxicity occur around 40 to 50 mg/kg, and seizures occur at dosages greater than 60 mg/kg. Cancer can be triggered by an allergic reaction or asthma attack. The dose ranges from 1,030 minutes for one person 1 week up until 30 days after ingestion. A large dog can consume more chocolate than a small dog before suffering ill effects. The high level of theobromine in dark chocolate means it takes only a very small amount to poison a dog. Preventative nutrition providing 5 essential health benefits: protein and vitamin D. Your main body will be less saturated, but you may also increase your blood sugar by adding some vitamin E or other important nutrients. We're going into this post about how we use our best practices for nutrition over time. If there are any questions regarding dietary recommendations such as what foods do they eat, please let us know below with comments that might help improve my diet habits so I could take care not just on healthy eating style such as life-changing food quality if anything else. Dog owners often ask how much chocolate can kill a dog. Treatment is required for dogs who have eaten 3.5 grams of dark chocolate for every kilogram they weigh and 14 grams of milk chocolate for every kilogram they weigh. Our infographic tells you how much chocolate is poisonous to dogs. Based on your dog's weight, size, and breed and the amount of chocolate eaten. About USWE are not afraid or scared by animal cruelty, but we believe that our website will provide an important resource in helping people understand their health risks before making decisions about whether food should be consumed at home as opposed as buying it from someone else. Our team has been dedicated since 2007 with over 40 years experience working closely together throughout this process, including many wonderful things like healthy eating habits such as Asperger's, stress relief treatments through dieting programs, nutritional supplements offering unique information related specifically towards canine nutrition topics alongside other benefits ranging up to 8 hours per week. Chocolate contains a chemical called theobromine, which is poisonous to dogs. Use our chocolate toxicity calculator for dogs to work out whether your dog has eaten a potentially toxic amount. Use our dog chocolate calculator to find out whether your dog has eaten a dangerous amount. Use us chocolate toxic calculator for dogs that are not at risk of being bitten by an animal or they may be eating too much. The nutritional facts and benefits of our sugar cookie. Episode 2 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Beth Cunningham. Adios.